Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Walking with God by OnePlace.com. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Romans 1:17. The just shall live by faith. When I hear of Hollywood couples who get together and then divorce rather quickly, I have to wonder what people are looking for in marriage. Do they understand that it's a commitment? Do they understand that feelings will come and go, and that you must get on with the very real business of loving a person and all that it means? The same can be said of a relationship with God. There are times when you feel great joy, passion, and excitement about being a Christian, and there are times when you don't feel it. But that doesn't mean you say, well, that's it. I'm not going to follow Christ anymore. The Bible doesn't say, the just shall live by feelings. Rather, it says, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17. Feelings change, but walking with God takes faith. It takes commitment. And it takes consistency. The Bible tells us about a man who walked with God for many years. His name was Enoch. And I want to look at some secrets from his life that we can apply in our lives as well. In the whole of the Bible, only 5 passages refer to Enoch, 2 of which are genealogies. Although we don't find a lot written about Enoch, what we do have is significant. Genesis tells us Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:21-24. Enoch lived during a unique time in human history, just before God's judgment of the world by the flood. Against this very dark backdrop was a man who walked with God and was spared death. Enoch is a prototype of the last day's believer, showing us how to live as we wait the Lord's return. So what set Enoch apart? How was he able to live a godly life in an ungodly world, in a time that was characterized by sexual perversion and uncontrolled violence? We find 3 important principles at work in Enoch's life that we can apply in our own lives today. Principle 1. Enoch walked with God. The analogy of walking and the Christian life is used throughout Scripture. But what does it mean to walk with God? It is not merely living by rules and regulations, or making daily resolutions that we quickly break. It is much more than that. The prophet Amos revealed an important truth about what it means to walk with God when he asked, "Can 2 walk together unless they are agreed?" Amos 3:3. The word he used for together gives the idea of 2 people moving in rhythm together, as in riding a tandem bicycle. But it is not about getting God into rhythm with us. It is getting ourselves into rhythm with Him. That is what it means to walk with God. Principle 2. Enoch was well-pleasing to God. Hebrews 11:5 says, "He had this testimony, that he pleased God." Sometimes we have the mistaken notion that God is very hard to please. Yet God knows our weaknesses and frailties better than anyone, and He is not as hard to please as we might think. So how do we please God? God is pleased when, in spite of the fact that we are in the right, we patiently endure when misunderstood. See 1 Peter 2, 19-20. When you do what is right and patiently endure suffering for it, that is called meekness, and it pleases God. God is also pleased when children obey their parents. See Colossians 3:20. When we worship Him and help others, Hebrews 13:15 through 16, and when we give financially to the work of the kingdom, see Philippians 4:17 through 18. Principle 3. Enoch was a witness for God. Enoch walked with God, he was well pleased to God, and lastly, he was a witness for God. As Enoch walked with God and pleased Him, he had a testimony and a witness. Every Christian has a testimony. People are watching us. They are observing us. And we should give a lot of thought to that. Before we can effectively witness for God, we must first walk with Him. Because Enoch walked with God, he saw this world for what it was. Do you?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.